She's kind of like doing OnlyFans and he's her biggest fan. Nevessa Ellen hands down writes the best book settings. I mean, already in Lights Out, phenomenal. And here as well. Lauren is a really strong and independent FMC. She's kind of doing something like OnlyFans, but just named different here. So she's like really open-minded when it comes to her sexuality. And I loved her as an FMC. Same with Nico AK Jr. Again, bookman goals. And as if couldn't get better, he's a biker. Nico and Lauren actually know each other since childhood, but they haven't been in contact for many years. But Nico never lost her out of sight because he's actually the first and biggest follower of Lauren's spicy adult account, if you know what I mean. And she doesn't know that. And he's actually spending thousands of dollars just to support her. And let's just say he's also willing to pay, I don't know, like 10 grand or so just to meet her. Yes, and Nico would never yearn or grovel for a woman except for Lauren. And they had a great dynamic in this book. Also, the side characters, they were really funny and it was just really fitting. Was the humor as good as in Lights Out? No, but it had still like great humor, especially Lauren. And she was actually really funny. The storyline and setting was so good, and I haven't read a book like that before, and I want more of this. So it was a lot of fun to read, and I really enjoyed it. When it comes to the spice, we had the right amount of it in here, and the spice was definitely hot. Overall, I really enjoyed this book. I had a lot of fun. It might have not been as funny or as memorable as Lights Out, but still, it was a really, really, really good book. So I would rate this book 4.5 out of 5 stars, and for the spice, I would give it probably a 4 out of 5 chilies.